The Bible tells us that God is like us in this respect. When one of God's beloved children suffers, God declares, "I am here." He does that in all of these verses. He says, God hears the cries of the poor and the oppressed in Exodus Psalm. God is near to the brokenhearted in the Psalm. And God is near to all who call God's name in Psalm 145. The promise that God will be with us is in the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Everywhere in the Bible, God promises to be with us. When we see the latest tragedy on the news, we sometimes will ask the question, where are you, God, in this? But if we've read our Bibles, we know God is there on the ground with the people who are in need. That is where God has promised to be present. Today, we're going to talk about a parable that Jesus told about the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 40. In this parable, Matthew reveals to us a mystery and says God is the most tangibly present in the world with people who are hungry, with people who are thirsty, with people who lack adequate clothing and shelter. That is where God is. We find the scripture for our sermon today at the very end of this parable. Matthew 25, verse 40. And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So, basically, the most scandalous thing that anyone could have ever said in the ancient world has been said here in Matthew's gospel. You know, as a Hebrew person growing up, they were all taught that the people who were rich and wealthy and had everything that they needed were those that were blessed by God. But this parable teaches that and claims that all who suffer, that is the people, those are the people who Christ is most present with, the hungry, those who are sick, those who are in prison, those who need something to eat. That is where Christ is most present in the world, is in these people. There's an old prayer that has been shared. The prayer goes like this: Christ has nobody now on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out into the world. Yours are the feet with which Christ is going to go and do good. Yours are the hands with which Christ will bless his people. When the Week of Compassion, the offering that we are receiving today, goes somewhere and helps someone, they are often thanked by people saying, "We are so glad you are here." That's where the idea for the theme for this offering came from. You are here. Because when we give to the Week of Compassion, if there's an earthquake somewhere, people from the Week of Compassion are there. And because you gave, you are there on the ground with the people who are in need. Because the Week of Compassion works with congregations and organizations that are in these places all over the world that are in need, the Week of Compassion is not just there for a moment, but is there for the long term because of the support that we give it. In other words, after the news cycle is over and they're no longer talking about what is happening during a famine, you are still there because the Week of Compassion is still there. And when you think about this, as Catherine shared at the beginning of the service, this little global positioning symbol that is in the logo for this, when we think about where we are in our faith, this "you are here" theme is perfect, because that really is where we should be in our faith. Through the lens of Matthew's parable, "you are here" answers the question, where do you find Christ in the world? He is here. He is with those who are hungry. He is with those who are thirsty. This parable goes like this. The Son of Man is seated on a throne, a king, okay? And he's acting as a shepherd. He's separating the sheep from the goats. Now, there's some metaphorical language in there, but my interpretation of that is quite simple. The shepherd king divides people based on their response to basic human needs. He says, those of you who see that there's a need in your community and fill it, you are in this group. And those of you who are too worried about counting your money and not responding to the needs of the world, you are in this group. And the thing is, there's nothing metaphorical about the needs that Matthew describes in the gospel. People are still hungry. They were hungry 2,000 years ago, and they are still hungry today. People still need something to drink and a place to live. All of those needs are real, then and now. We don't have to look outside of our lives to find those needs. And at the very core of this passage is the claim that Christ is present with all these people who are in need. So that when you feed the hungry, you are actually feeding Christ Himself. You've heard about it. In the city of Flint, Michigan, chemicals caused lead to be left in the water. Terrible, terrible thing. People who lived in Flint tried to tell the local government, but they were told the water was okay, and it wasn't. Many people, especially children, started to get sick, and so people all across the country started to help them. And the Week of Compassion was there. And Christ was there. It's such a dramatic claim that Christians can show Christ's love through our deeds of kindness and work and by sharing bottles of water at Vermont Christian Church. When someone is thirsty, Christ is thirsty. The images of the throne and the king in this parable, they may be more difficult for us to understand today than they would have been back then. But the idea is there. Christ is here. Christ is here. In this context, this parable shows the kind of glory that is worthy of God's kingdom. The glory of God is shown when you share water with people who need clean water through the Week of Compassion. After a big storm or disaster like a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake, people need water. Often storms damage water systems and pipes. Mud and trash gets into the water supply. Week of Compassion partners with groups that are providing clean water right at the event. And then, after they have fresh water to drink right then, Week of Compassion works with them to clean up the water supply. so that they will have a continuous flow of clean water. And Christ is there. An elementary school in Vietnam has no running water. The closest water is a very long walk away, and the water has not always been safe to drink there because of chemicals that sometimes get into the river. Week of Compassion partners and helped the school install water pumps and filters. And now the kids have water to drink, water to prepare their lunch, water to wash their hands, and all the kids are invited to bring a jug so that they can take home clean water that night for their families. In that way, they stay healthy and they can learn. And Christ is there. The theme, "You Are Here," addresses the question that we have all asked at some point in our lives. Where do I fit in this picture, God? What do you want me to do? Well, when God's love lives in us, we are moved to respond by giving to the needs that we see in the world, to the needs of people that we know, to the needs of all the human family. A teacher leads a class and teaches a lesson about community and hygiene as part of an effort to reduce the cases of waterborne illnesses in Cambodia. And because you give to the Week of Compassion, you are there in the classroom with her as she is teaching. Because we can never forget that we are the only hands that Christ has in the world. We are the only feet that Christ has. We are the only eyes with which Christ can respond to needs in the world. And in the midst of suffering, where is God? God is there with those who suffer. And when you give to the Week of Compassion, you are there too. Amen? Amen. We come to a time of invitation in our service, when we invite you to join our congregation, transfer your membership from another church or